Red FM.
I suppose with that type of a scoreline, one would have to be satisfied anyway. Kerry now would be operating from a different base of resources, so the scoreline was hardly is nothing extraordinary from our point of view. But look, we went down to do a job. We asked them to be as clinical as they could. We changed guys. Their players were playing for their place. And overall, we're very happy with what we got out of it, and we move on. We had a job to do, and it's done now.
Difficult to learn anything from those types of games, though, really?
Yes, that is the problem, all right. So, but like, I suppose after such a narrow defeat against Limerick, we needed a small bit of a confidence booster. They needed to get their eye in again as in relation to banging over a couple of scores. And I think, again, as an exercise, that for that alone, it was worthwhile doing. And championship was championship. We also introduced a couple of guys that wouldn't have played before. Yeah. And it's still their first day out playing with Cork. And that brings its own set of nerves. And I suppose when people speak of experience, they mean that fellas have gone through all those nerves and are able to play at their optimum when they need it, and against the stronger teams.
Like, obviously, you were against a team who weren't up to your standard, but I saw a good spread of scores. That must have been something that will give the lads a bit of confidence, and you'll be pleased with as well.
Well, again, I suppose they have a little bit more room. Let's not forget that now. And it was a little bit easier to score. But look, the boys said, as we put over the bar, they did that. We realised that Kerry are only operating from about 8 clubs. Yeah. So, all in all, as I say now, for what we wanted out of it, to get a couple of scores, to get us into championship mode, I think it was a very, very worthwhile exercise.
And even getting another 60 minutes for the lads all together, do you think that would help gel them going forward?
Well, I would say that if we get over Clare, I know that's a very big if, that we're probably in a better position now, having a couple of games under our belt, and we'll probably be able to approach Limerick probably with we won't be fearing them anyway, I'll put it that way to you, right? But Clare now, we have a problem now with them in that we've played against Waterford. Waterford were just as good as ourselves, and Clare nearly beat Waterford. So it seems that all the teams in Munster at the moment, nearly all the teams are operating at a very, very similar level. So next Thursday night now we'll tell all.
Yeah, just on Clare, they had that, it was a great win over Waterford in the end, after extra time and everything up in Cusack Park. What sort of challenge are you expecting from them?
Oh, very serious. Clare, underage over the last number of years, have come on leaps and bounds. We're aware of that. We've watched the video of them, and typical Clare holding, impossible to hold against, if you like, and we'll go up to a renowned cauldron up there. So it will really test our mettle to come over there with any type of result. At one point will do us just fine. And as I say, if we do come out of it, we'll have a couple of games under our belt, and at this level, with young fellas starting off their careers, every game is worth a lot to them. So, as I say now, obviously there's no question of being afraid of them or anything like that, but we're expecting a really, really big challenge from Clare.
And it's going to be 3 games in 8 days as well. Is that a lot to ask of the lads, in a way?
Well, no, to be fair, and this is not to disrespect Kerry, it was hardly tough going for a lot of them last night. It was enjoyable. So I don't think there's any doubt whatsoever. I mean, the problem with it, okay, there might be a small bit of tiredness, but the opposite is we were delighted with a second chance if we had to play it 3 days in a row. We'd have taken it. So
yeah,
there's no question about any problem with playing a few games in a few days like that.
No, just finally, Pat, did you pick up any knocks or injuries last night? Did you have a full squad going into Thursday?
Well, again, we have the same squad as what we had going in against Limerick. Now there's a couple of intermediate football matches, all right, where some of the lads are involved in. So hopefully we'll get a clean bit of health out of that. But last night, anyway, thankfully, no knocks were reported, but normal bumps and bruises. So from that regard, again, we have absolutely no excuses going against Clare next Thursday as we stand now anyway.
For the best in sport across Cork, find Red FM's Big Red Bench on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Big Red Bench.